I just have to say, I was prepared for that to go a completely like different
very
way.
Different direction.
You're like, whoa, wait, what?
Whoa.
But
whoa.
No. Okay, continue. Video games.
Welcome to Sit Suck, everybody. This is Kendrick.
I am Kyle.
Sit Suck. I'm Joe.
I'm Kevin.
And tonight, I just wanted to mention one thing. I don't know if you guys have used the new Audacity. I've just downloaded version 3-something. And I couldn't find how to rearrange the tracks when I was editing. And it turns out they just put a little grab bar at the top of the track so you don't have to switch between modes anymore, which Ooh. Is really convenient. But then it really pisses me off because the little button options where you have like the magnifying glass and the spectro whatever thing and that, instead of having the solid 6, now has 5 and a gap.
Huh.
And it just annoys me visually that there's a little gap there.
I having worked in this industry for long enough and being and touched enough little pieces of it, I always am interested in like how teams interact for stuff like this. Like this is a tool that's basically free, right? I don't know how they get their funding or what they make money off of. And is it just some dude in his basement who really likes doing audio stuff? Or is it like
Audacity open source? I thought it was open source.
I think it is. Let me look.
Okay.
It is open source. It is free. But there are people who... I think there's people who make money on it. Because this just happened. They got in trouble because they were doing some... They're not spying, but they were releasing... let's see if I can find it here. They were tracking something and releasing it for like metric purposes, and people were like, "They're spying on us! Everybody, get the hell out of Audacity!" And then it was like, "No, we're just like it's just standard like analysis, analytics, telemetry stuff to figure out how often it's crashing and stuff." But I think they recently got investments from somebody, and everyone's all losing their shit. So,
hey, you know, as things grow, eventually they have to get money. So I'm just waiting for the day that like Microsoft really does buy Discord and see if it's like still the same Discord we know and love, you know?
I mean, if I actually am kind of hoping it is Microsoft at this point, to be completely honest.
I thought somebody else was slated to buy it. Who else was looking at buying Discord? I thought that was Google.
Kevin, do you know?
Yep, Microsoft.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard rumors, but I haven't heard anything in particular. I would like it to be Microsoft at this point because they have the best track record for like buying something and not fucking it up anymore.
Yeah,
compared to like
it would
Salesforce.
Be great for like teams to just get ripped and replaced with Discord because like that's what I imagine there would be like a Discord business or something that they use instead of Teams, and Teams can suck a duck.
What they need to do is they need to ditch Teams, rebrand for a new system, and have that be Discord. Like Harmony or something
that. Oh, that would be so cool. I would love the naming structure.
Microsoft Harmony. And then you're like, good.
Ooh, I like
that. And then it's like, what about Teams? Oh, Teams is now Harmony. And then they just quietly migrate like they did with Skype.
That's what I was going to say. Didn't they take Skype and like kind of just like let it die?
Well, they turned it into Teams.
Yeah. They're still letting it die.
Yeah. Yeah, I was noodling around in Teams somewhere CSS the other day, and I saw it still has some Skype class names.
I like that that's across all industries where you're like, well, we can't really change it now.
Although it is like, well, we could change those class names, but then I'm not giving you another feature for the next month. Well, we'll just kick that can down the road and we'll look into it next quarter. That's fine.
I just thought that was the good, like an interesting design philosophy, which is like what Microsoft did. I think one of our old C-levels used to want to do it, which was if you want me to add something, you have to pick something to take out. And I was like, you know, I guess that could work with something that's super feature heavy, but you got to pick the right time to like push into that that process or development mentality, I guess.
Well, yeah, it was who we were just talking about had that. He used to talk to our old CEO, and he was like, all right, we're working on these 5 things right now. Pick one of the 5 things to go away, and then we'll do your project. And he would hold the marker, and he would look at the board. He would go down. It was a whiteboard. It was a straight up whiteboard. I think actually gave him an eraser. He's like, erase one of the 5 things that we're working on this quarter, or whatever chunk it was, and then we can add the thing you just asked for. And he would stare at it, and then he would like turn red, swear, and then leave. And it was like, wow, way to go.
An effective way of dealing with the situation.
Yeah, Yeah, well, it's because you got to have some stability. You can't change horses in the middle of every stream.
That's an interesting analogy.
I like that analogy. Yeah. That's a good one. A leopard don't change his stripes.
Guys, I'm in a hard tangent right now.
Oh, fucking okay. Go.
I'm sorry to your mom, Kendrick, but this is going to be about video games because
I was prepared for that to go a completely
different direction.
You're like, whoa, wait, what?
Whoa.
No. Okay. Continue. Video games.
Now I want to know what direction it was going to go.
I
don't know, but I was ready for it. We're going to see what happens.
We're about to lose our one subscriber, everybody. Your mother, so I'm not going to do anything to ruin our one subscriber.
Thanks.
So, there was a very... PlayStation Network had amazing sales for Black Friday, mostly because they were They were offering bundles when you buy the game for the price, like discounted price. They were giving you the PS4 and PS5 versions. So you pay $40 and get the PS4 and PS5 versions of the game. That's pretty insane, even if it is digital, because that's pretty cool. Go ahead.
No, I was just like, that. Imagine digital doesn't lose value for me, so.
Yeah, same. And so Dennis has a PS5 now, and so we have a PS5 in our home, and one of the games that they offered that you could buy was, I think it was Resident Evil Biohazard and Resident Evil Village.
Nice.
So we had finished Biohazard, I think, before Christmas, or quickly therein. And Biohazard's pretty great. Once you get past the terrifying intro, like the first hour or two of that game is it's fucking terrifying.
It hurts to play.
But when you keep going through it, it's mostly jump scares later on. I feel like that's probably, like... And that's why I feel like it's a good homage to, like, original Resident Evil games, is you're scared shitless, and then your brain starts working again when you get a shotgun, basically. And then you keep upgrading stuff, and there's things to buy. And, yeah, they do it all, and it was cool. They had, like, a lot of interesting story elements and things like that, and it was a pretty great game. What I didn't realize before we started 8 is that people have been saying that Resident Evil 8 should get, like, Game of the Year in a lot of different things.
And interesting.
I didn't know that before we played it, but that game is fucking awesome. Like,
I've heard... I mean, I watched Jacksepticeye play through it.
Yep.
It's so good.
I'm trying to remember if I watched his or Markiplier's. One of theirs.
I think I watched both, actually.
I think I watched Markiplier's.
It's not my cup of tea. Kevin, did you play that one?
No, there's a good chance I'm actually going to end up buying it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, cool. I was going to say, like, Kevin play a horror game? I don't know, man.
I thought I'd ask.
But yeah.
I know I wouldn't play it.
I didn't play it. Thankfully, Dennis is such a go-getter that he'll play any game, or he'll just do anything you ask him to do as long as it's not self-harm, you know, or hurting other people.
He's like a golem.
Yeah. So, like, I was like, you play this and I'll be here. I will be right next to you. This whole time.
I will follow
and
you.
And Resident Evil 8 was amazing to watch. It was so cool.
It is beautiful.
I highly suggest, just like Miles Morales, go watch a playthrough of Resident Evil 8. The stories are crazy. The monsters are fucking insane. You're expecting, like, Resident Evil is like a zombie game originally. 7 isn't really. There's not a single zombie in that game. There's things that you could probably make an argument that were zombies, but not quite. And the mythos of Resident Evil 7 extends into 8 and also touches back into the other Resident Evil games. It's not spores, it's a mold. It's like a living mold thing. But it's called...
Oh, I thought it was like a fungi.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like mold fungus stuff, but there's no reason to be specific about it. You go watch a playthrough and you'll figure it out. But
yeah, it gets weird.
Yeah, it does. So in Resident Evil, this is not really spoilery. The first thing you fight in Resident Evil, they literally refer to as Lycan, and it's the Resident Evil version of what you could consider to be a werewolf-ish creature. And that's where Evil 8 starts, and that's all I'll say for now, because the shit that happens by the end of that game is banana bonkers. When you go and you're fighting Heisenberg and you're like, what the hell is going on here?
Heisenberg is so cool. I have to say, I really appreciated his character. It went a little weird, but I was waiting for that to happen. But like, I appreciate his actual character.
The Heisenberg and the Demishru, or Demihue, I can never remember how to say her name, boss fights were the coolest boss fights of most games I've ever seen. Like,
I do have to, I'll agree with that.
I would like to do, I guess, small spoiler warning, so skip ahead some number of seconds or something, if you care, for a game that came out, like, last year. I liked how the internet really got super invested into Lady Dimitrescu, and everyone was like, oh my god, this video game, oh, look at the tall lady, and then, like, she's the first boss, and then the rest of the game has, like, no one had any clue what the fuck the rest of it was, because it wasn't in any of the trailers.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I felt. I was like, I thought she was in the whole thing. I thought she was the game. And I was absolutely wrong.
She's like the first, like, super easy, barely any convenience boss. Just like, oh, there you go. And then you're like, wait, what? And you're like, yeah, there's like four more of these fuckers. It's like, oh, shit.
That part where you get to play as Chris is the empowering part of that game. Like,
so satisfying.
And you get in, you get this amazing gun, you're like capping everything left and right, the stuff that takes you like a whole like stack of bullets to kill normally just takes out one shot, and you're like, this is epic. You're like,
that's like the Metroid when you get the super blaster at the very end, like any of those games with the super powered moment, it's the best.
And the whole system they have with this game is really interesting too, for like people who actually like gaming and like playing through a game multiple times and finding all the stuff. After you play through once, you'll unlock the achievement system, which is kind of cool, and it's based on the stuff you did while you played. And you get these collector points or CP points, and you can use those points to unlock stuff. So you can unlock Chris's guns if you get enough. You can also unlock golden versions of guns that have infinite ammo. So if you did enough stuff, which we did, Amy was watching us, and so she had this thing where Dennis had to clear every room. He had to blew every single room because she didn't want him to leave a room that was red. And so that ended up getting him a shitload of collection points because he found much stuff, and he got the infinite grenade launcher. And so he said, I'm going to play through again and do it this way, and I'm going to turn the difficulty up. And so I was like, yeah, that's cool, because there's a whole section of them that you could just play through again and again and see how well you can do with, like, you know, not spending any money or only upgrading a certain weapon or trying out new things. Because there was, like, four weapons we didn't use the entire game, because we got the Magnum and the rocket and the grenade launcher and the shotgun and the upgraded pistol, and we just used those because the Magnum is the boss killer. The grenade launcher is like the mini boss killer, and then everything else can be killed with the other two. So we didn't really test out the other guns.
Why bother?
Yeah, but with this other version, you get the confidence to be able to, like, if it does suck and I need to take the time to learn it, I have this cool infinite grenade launcher that I can lean back on.
Right. Well, so that's always been kind of a cool thing that I've appreciated about the Resident Evil franchise that I'm glad to see has continued on into the current games too, because Resident Evil 3, the original for PlayStation, Nemesis, I've been playing through it actually fairly recently again, and the amount of frustration in that game and terror is really, like, built up because you're very fragile and everything else around you is so strong, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're constantly mitigating your ammo usage. You got to debate, like, whether or not you need to kill this zombie because you don't know if you're coming to backtrack or if it's too much to just, like, avoid them. And then Nemesis shows up and he fucking punches you in the face and tosses you around, and you got to mitigate your health and everything. And then after you beat the game the first time, having accomplished all that, they give you, like, the bonus modes. You do the bonus modes, and those give you, like, a dollar reward. And you use the dollars to buy, like, upgrades and, like, infinite ammo weapons. And then you play through again with those unlocked. And there's nothing more satisfying than the very first time. Like, because to get the items, you just get to the first box you can see. And it's there. And you just pick it out in your equipment. And there's nothing more satisfying than the very first time when you had to run from Nemesis, and instead you get to just shoot him with a Gatling gun.
Does it kill him? Like, does it, like, do something that...
Oh, yeah!
Him? Okay, cool.
Yeah, you just... It's an unlimited ammo Gatling gun. Yeah, it fucking kills him.
I thought, like, there was a whole mercenary mode, too, in Resident Evil 8 that...
That actually started with 3.
Okay, cool, because that is a really fun mode. It's basically like the Space Marines, like, horde mode. So you just, like, go through and kill stuff and get money and try to build the best weapon set to kill the next mob and wave, and if you get through enough of it, you unlock more stuff, like, more collectible stuff. And I don't know, that's kind of one of the reasons I really like Spider-Man, was, like, it's all collectible stuff that I care about. Mm-hmm. Like, that game, it's the same thing. It's collectible stuff from the Resident Evil universe, and if you like that, it's all in. I do want to talk about one thing, and this is going to be a giant spoiler, so Kevin, you're going to have to earmuffs real quick, because I know you haven't experienced this game yet.
It was a good rant. Yeah.
Go be quiet somewhere.
Okay? Yeah. if you don't want spoilers for Resident Evil 8, like, just, like, you know, skip forward about 30
seconds. Serious spoilers.
Yeah, serious spoilers.
Like, comment, and subscribe, and then come back.
I absolutely fucking loved how they explained why Ethan doesn't just get murdered when he gets, like, his body torn apart throughout the entire
Best
explanation ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my fucking God. Oh God, it makes so much sense now. Or, like, it lets it be more inside the realm of like, lack of, like, it lets me not lose immersion anymore. Now that I'm like, how is he still surviving? He just got stabbed with a drill from a robot zombie. Like, how is he still alive? Like, and they're like, oh, yeah, well.
This should kill you.
How did pouring goop on my hands solve the stab wounds in my chest from the robot drill?
When Lady D chops your hand off when you're trying to get through that thing, scared the living shit out of us, because it's so well. You're standing there, and all of a sudden you're like, your arm goes down and the hand is like hanging there, and you look to your left and she's like got her finger claws out. Whew, it was cool. I will say, though, we had more jump scares and scary moments in Resident Evil 7 than we did in 8. Like, 7 was way more creepy game, like, just in general. 8 was more jump scary. There wasn't the time to acclimate. It was like you're kind of just in it, you know? Because the first thing you do is try to survive that village when all the werewolves are, like, attacking you.
Right.
And so the first thing you do in Resident Evil 7 is try to not get murdered by your crazy-ass girlfriend running through a house you've never seen that's crazy dilapidated. And that's far more terrifying setting, I think, for just genuine, off-putting scariness. Thoughts?
Yep, those are all things I don't want to play.
Yeah,
but I'm glad it's fun to watch. I mean, it's just I don't have any interest in playing those games.
Neither. No, I actually don't either. Like, it's really, really hard for me to play horror games. Very hard.
See, I love it so much.
I love watching people play horror games. I hate playing
them. I'm not necessarily for it, but I'm not necessarily against it.
Anyway, you know.
Yep, like, comment, and subscribe, everybody, I guess, with that weird nugget of approval. Horror games are great for other people.
They're great for me. You guys can watch. I will play them.
I would love to play horror games with you, Joe. So whenever you want to play a horror game, just let me know, and I'll come watch.
Put it on the internet.
Yeah. Yep, we'll do that. We'll set that up.
All right, well... You know, enough of us planning. If you want to come play horror games with us, just let us know and we can set up like a Twitch stream or something and people can come join.
That'd be fucking cool, actually.
That would be fun. I just started using Twitch to stream me playing shit the other day. It's really easy.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
I've got a Twitch channel. I haven't been able to really set it up to do anything with. I've just been watching people play Sea of Thieves.
There you go.
Yeah, I have one that I use to watch stuff as well. But you know what might be fun, though, is if we did a specific actual Ethernet, like, dedicated one. Mm-hmm. What would be really fun would be to make me play the games. Sight unseen, play some horror games.
I don't want to do that to you, because freak out. You'll probably have terrible nightmares and it'll feel bad.
But it'd be funny as
if
hell.
If you're willing to go through that, I'd love to.
We
to
should make
join
play
you on that journey.
Short form horror, not like 8 hour. We played Resident Evil 8 for 12 hours. Like, I don't want to make you suffer.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. No, no,
like,
no.
You should
no,
play
like
that. Hot that. What's that Slenderman game where you're in the forest and you have to find. Oh,
we should. Yeah. You should find ones I know. I don't know. I'll have to have you guys curate it or something.
Or we should
find ones I don't know.
Oh, we should all play the forest because I haven't played that yet, but I want to.
We should all play the forest.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
Anyway,
I want to make people play games they don't like. That sounds more fun.
If you want us to do that, say something, because we'll probably do it anyway, but it'll be cooler to know people wanted us to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then we can say that you asked for this.
Yeah, you assholes.
Butt nuggets. All right, well, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.